Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, everybody, let's go. This is a special edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We're broadcasting, as always, from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Oak Grove, Mississippi. Bob Getty with you in the studio. Dima Mixon and Kelly Center both down in New Orleans at Sunbelt Media Day. We're going to be talking to both of those guys here in the next hour. Also, our football analyst, Marshant Kenny, going to throw his two cents in as we really officially kind of kick off football season today with Media Day. Opening segment sponsored, as it is every day, by our good friends at Movie Star Restaurant, where you go for the best buffet in the Pine Belt. People have been doing it for 25 years and for good reason, because the food is always fresh, delicious, good, tastes like it came out of grandma's garden, and it's locally owned for 25 years. That is Movie Star Restaurant right here in Oak Grove. All right, let's get to business. Dima Mixon and Kelly Sander are both in New Orleans. Kelly involved in doing some coaches' interviews presently, but Dima is with me. And Dima, first of all, let's just kind of take a 30,000-foot view. Give me the vibe that you feel down there, and what is the overall theme so far?
Yeah, every time we come down here to Media Days, it's always, it's always a little almost awkward in a sense for everybody. You kind of see people from around the league, and you want to be nice to them as far as the coaches and players, but, you also have to compete against them. And that's kind of been the mantra I felt as far as the feelings around today. But, so far, probably the biggest name so far to get up on the main stage was James Madison, who's obviously, favored to win the East. They were picked first in the preseason media poll. They were picked first in the preseason coaches poll. But they have a completely new team. Billy Napier, their new head coach, got up and said, listen, we've still got 65 new players on the squad. We don't really know who we are. And I think that's just been kind of the mantra of every team that's gotten up so far. It's a whole new team, and we're still trying to figure out who we are. And fall camp's right around the corner, and it's about time to start figuring those things out. So it kind of just reinforced in my mind, Bob, that even as much as we talked about Southern Miss's, roster turnover, every other team in the Sun Belt has dealt with virtually the same thing, maybe not to the extent that Southern Miss has, but certainly to a significant degree. So all these preseason, prognostications and all these things might just be kind of just whatever, because nobody really knows anything about any of these teams.
Here's one thing that's different, too. You're having Media Day coming off a season where a Sun Belt team was part of the national playoff picture. Has that been mentioned at all? Has that changed the vibe in any way, you think?
Yes. Keith Gill, gave his State of the Conference address and obviously made that a big deal in his address about getting a team into the playoffs. And then, like I mentioned, Billy Napier and James Madison were asked about that, saying, how do you separate yourself from last year's team, right? So how are you a different team than last season's team? And they said, listen, we're not the same team. It's completely new players. We have a completely new coach. We have a completely new coaching staff, but our brand is still the same, right? So we want to continue that brand. We want to continue that tradition at James Madison. But, listen, it's a completely new team. So we're not worried about all the, how do you do it over again, all those types of stuff. We're just worried about, practice. We've got to practice. And so Keith Gill, of course, was very happy about it and very much promoting the fact that they got a team in the playoff. But when you talk to the James Madison folks, they're all like, listen, that was last year's team. That was a different coach. That was different players. We got a whole new squad this year. So it's just kind of crazy when you think about it in that sense.
Well, that's true, but the fact is they still made the national playoffs. And so and so now there is an expectation there, and he must be feeling that to a degree, Billy Napier, the new coach.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, and not to mention that, but you also look at all the polls. Like I said, James Madison is picked first. right? And of course, today is the East Division, which is why we're talking so much about these teams. Southern Miss and the West Division will be tomorrow. But you have to think that when James Madison, you know, got up on the main stage, they know what the preseason, you know, sure, polls say. They're not, you know, they don't just hide under a cave and don't look at anything.
Sure.
So there's certainly a pressure that Billy Napier should feel and probably feels, you know, being the head coach of James Madison. And, you know, he has success in the Sun Belt before. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I know the West is tomorrow, but let's talk about the East for just a couple of minutes more. You think it remains the dominant side of the league in football this year, Demo?
Yeah, it's very possible. You know, I think a team with not a lot of people talking about and kind of some buzz down here, people kind of, you know, wanting to talk to them a lot is Marshall. Mm-hmm. You know, they have the preseason offensive player of the year and their quarterback. They return almost. They actually had the most returning production in the Sun Belt, and they had a pretty good season last year, even with, you know, Charles Self leaving them at the end of the last of the previous season. So that's a team to watch. And then, you know, you can't forget about Old Dominion, who had a really great season last year, and you know they're looking to take the next step. Their quarterback returns, so you know you've got three really solid teams. And I talked to some, you know, Appalachian State folks, and even though that they're ranked near the bottom in all these preseason polls, you know, they seem to think that they have a good squad and that they're undervalued. So I think the East is certainly strong. And like I've said in the past, I just don't know, you know, all these preseason polls and all these preseason expectations, we just really don't know. There's just so many new players.
Right. What was the overall message from the commissioner this morning, Damon?
You know, he's just very, very optimistic, very, very much on the Sun Belt is rising. You know, a lot of the discussion was actually on the Protect College Sports Act, which is circulating through Congress right now. And that's actually a question I asked him. And when you hear from Kelly, Kelly's actually going to be able to talk to the commissioner later this afternoon. So, and he's, you know, already has his notes out and stuff of what he's going to ask him. But one thing I did ask him was, you know, he said he's in support of the Protect College Sports Act. But we want to see it, you know, continue to flourish. And one thing he talked about was he doesn't want, you know, the legislation to tell schools how many people can be on the roster, how many people they can, you know, or who they schedule, who, how much money they can spend. All those things he said he's a little, you know, not as much in favor of those things, parts of the bill. But overall, he thinks the bill would be a step forward, and that's why he said the Sun Belt completely supports it. On playoff expansion, he said he doesn't really know where he stands at this juncture because he doesn't know the exact formula of what would benefit the Sun Belt the most. You know, they got a team in the 12-team playoffs, so would it be beneficial to have an expansion to 24 teams? You know, would that knock more, would that bring more, you know, possibilities of Group of Five teams getting the playoff, or would it, you know, would all the Power Four teams get it if it was just a straight up 24 ranking instead of the conference champions like it is now? So, you know, there was a lot of some interesting comments there. But overall, oh, and I should mention that he did, you know, officially welcome Louisiana Tech into the league as well. So yeah. A lot to glean from his State of the Conference address this morning.
But it was all football, correct? He didn't touch on the other sports?
He did touch on the other sports. He talked about baseball, about Troy getting to the World Series, Coastal Carolina getting to the World Series. He also admitted that basketball is not at the state that they want to be at. Currently, he was asked a question about basketball. He said, "We are trying hard to get all of us intertwined on how to fix basketball." He said that women's basketball is, you know, trending upwards, but he said men's basketball continues to trend downwards. So that they need to, you know, figure out what to do as far as men's basketball moving forward. But he did touch on the other sports. But, you know, in those one-on-one interviews that we're going to have later with him, hopefully we can get some more, you know, I don't know the words for it, but a little bit more into the weeds on some of those other things that we've all wondered.
Well, this is the first time he's been in front of the media in this sort of setting since he had a football team in the national playoffs and a baseball team, theoretically, in the same year in the College World Series. This is a big moment for the Sun Belt, Demo.
Yeah, absolutely. And then that's what he said. He said, look at all of our success in these sports. And he said, but we also want success in our other sports. And you know, all the sports that, you know, outside of the big three, basketball, football, and baseball, you know, track and field got a lot of, you know, Southern Miss had some in the national tournament in track and field. You know, some of the other sports that the Sun Belt is intertwined with, they had teams in the national, you know, competitions, the national championship competitions, and he mentioned all of those. So he said, we're in a really good spot. We're just trying to figure out how we can make it even better. How can we become the best group of five conference in the country? And I think they're on their way to doing that. You know, I think it's tough to, you know, unseat the AAC still, but I certainly think they're on their way to, you know, putting themselves in a national prevalence.
All right, good reporting, Demi. You go enjoy some good New Orleans food. And remember those precautions I told you to take anytime you're in New Orleans with Kelly. Do not let those out of your mind.
Well, I'm looking at Kelly right now. He is surfaced, so I think he's on the next segment with you.
All right, Demi. Thank you, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Demi Mixon, everybody. When we come back, we'll find out who Kelly just interviewed and what Kelly plans to talk to Commissioner about a little later. We just learned that he's been granted a one-on-one with Keith Gill. So we'll talk to Kelly Sander next as the guys report from Sunbelt Media Day in New Orleans. Stay with us on the Super Talk Eagle Hour.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, our buddies at Eagle Tire West sponsor this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. That's where you go for Goodyear and all major brand tires, full service work on cars and trucks. They're family operated since 1985. They're wonderful people. Eagle Tire on Hardy Street, Eagle Tire West out on 98 West. Matt Warren and his dad run those fine establishments. Locally owned people, locally owned business by local people who support Southern Miss and our community. Spend your money locally at Eagle Tire West. All right, the guys, as I've been saying, are in New Orleans, and Kelly joins me now. You know, the limit to the sacrifice you and Dima will make for this show, eating gumbo today for lunch and hanging out in New Orleans for 2 days. How could I ever thank you?
I'm telling you, Bob, eating this high-caloric, tasty, delectable food is just part of the crap you got to go through, you know.
Forever forever grateful to you, Kelly. Forever grateful to your dedication
to
this
Bob.
Program.
Thank you, Bob. Taking one for the team. Yeah, taking one for the team today and tomorrow.
What a troop. What a soldier. All right. I know you've been doing interviews. Who have you talked to so far?
Man, we've talked to Dave Cohen, the radio voice of Georgia State. Of course, the Eagles don't play the Panthers this year, but he brought us up to date on some of the building projects, including the new baseball field.
Hallelujah.
At Georgia State. So we'll hear from him sometime a little bit later this summer. Also had a real interesting conversation with Alan Gooch, who's the executive director of the Cure Bowl in Orlando. There are three bowls that are here today representing their particular bowls and already recruiting some of the teams, you know, if they become bowl eligible. So you always find that interesting. You hear coaches having to recruit players, but you've got executive bowl directors here recruiting teams if they become bowl eligible. So, man, this is the official start of college football season. The officials are all here from the Sun Belt Conference, the referees that will be making the plays, calling the plays on the field. All the directors of the security forces for all the different universities in the Sun Belt are here as to how they can better protect fan bases, tailgating things. They'll share ideas on how to best keep the public safe. Man, there are people everywhere, and regardless, and I know a snap hasn't taken place yet, but there's a definite buzz. You know, it's football season, babe.
I know the general public hears media day, and they think it's just interviewing football players and coaches, but I think you just made a really important point. It is a really important meeting for the league to coordinate all aspects of football season jointly. Is that a correct assumption?
Yeah, I mean, the fans, we worry about, you know, are we going to have enough ice for the tailgate party, and where are we going to tailgate? What are we going to do after the game? But that's really kind of the cherry on top of the cake. There are so many things that have to go on behind the scenes just to get a game on the field and get it started on time. So a lot of those people are here today and tomorrow reinforcing, dusting off the old rule books, so to speak, and getting ready for another season, which, you know, we know that it's at the end of August, but we're already to the middle of July, and doesn't it seem like just yesterday was New Year's Eve?
So it seems like just yesterday we were playing Virginia in the regional, but I don't want to go back and talk about that anymore. And I know you probably don't either. So let's move ahead, Kelly, and let's talk about your interview this afternoon. Now, Dema sort of reflected what the commissioner, Keith Gill, said overall to the media at this morning's presentation, but I understand you have a one-on-one with him this afternoon, and we touched on this a little bit yesterday, but have you made your notes? What is your plan of questioning?
The first thing is that I thought was so poignant in the commissioner's speech this morning is he specifically mentioned the strength of the conference in football, baseball, soccer, track and field. The list went on and on. But basketball was never mentioned anywhere until somebody asked the question about what are we trying to do to get basketball better. And I think Dema had mentioned that the commissioner admitted that basketball, particularly on the men's side, needs to improve. So I'm going to talk to him about not just we're trying, but what specifically is going on. And I am going to ask him about the biggest complaint based on the feedback that we've gotten on the Eagle Hour from other coaches and media people about these four-game road trips that have become more the norm in the Sun Belt than the exception. And what was the thought process that would be a good idea, having these four-game road trips? Because no one, and you can correct me, Bob, if you remember anybody that actually liked that idea.
Not a one.
Please. I didn't think so. Yeah, I don't think so either. So what thought goes into that, and what is the likelihood that that will change? I also want to ask him, he was, although lukewarm in his support of the bill before the Senate Save College Sports Act, but he said it could be better. So, again, I want to peel that back a little bit and say, okay, if you could make these rules by yourself, Commissioner Gill, what would you put in there that would make it better? But another topic of conversation, Bob, that's taken place down here at Media Day, which, interestingly, I don't think has ever come up, is statistically, when a player goes into the transfer portal, and I know, don't tune out, those of you who are sick of talking about the transfer portal, because this we really haven't talked about. 85% of the athletes that enter the transfer portal don't get picked up. And a lot of people don't realize that when you go into the transfer portal, you are sacrificing, you are giving up your scholarship. And the coaches fill that scholarship with other personnel. They have to get on with their lives. So based on the fact that the numbers say that 85% of those athletes that enter the transfer portal do not get picked up, what happens to them?
Great question.
Do they wind up making pizzas? Do they wind up working at the Burger King? I mean, none of those are bad, but I'm just saying nobody's talking about that. And a lot of administrators think that needs to be discussed. Who is in these athletes' ears saying, oh, you're going to get picked up? And maybe they shouldn't be listening to these people if 85% of these athletes are not being picked up.
Right.
And not all of them are given the opportunity to go back to school that they left. So it's really demeaning the value of a scholarship if you're willing to throw it out the window on a chance that you're going to go to another school when the numbers say 85% of them will not be picked up.
And you never hear about that 85%. All you hear about are the ones that are picked up.
Correct. And that's what a lot of school administrators and athletic directors really want to start preaching. It'll make it easier for all of their coaches to be able to retain talent when that gets hammered home. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're giving up your scholarship. Once you enter that transfer portal, it's gone. So you better make darn sure that wherever you're going, wherever it is going to take you, because otherwise everything that you always dreamed of, going to college on a scholarship, is out the window.
All right.
And is it worth it?
No.
You know?
I got one, and I think you're going to ask him this, but I want to ask you to be sure you do ask him this. I think now, in all fairness, I think the days of saying, well, the two national baseball powers in the league are Southern Miss and Coastal, unfair to Troy. Troy University won the regional, super regional, and went to the College World Series. I put them on a level now with Southern Miss and Coastal. I think anybody that not willing to do that being unfair toward that program. I hope you'll ask him, how can the league ensure that these three marquee programs all play one another every year for the benefit of fans, for the benefit of national publicity, for the benefit of just good baseball, and for benefit of the league, Kelly?
Well, great but foggy minds think alike. I've got that on the list to ask. And, of course, Southern Miss fans know that that they will go to Conway, I believe. The Eagles go to Conway, I think, this coming baseball season. So they'll at least get that series back. But you're right. Everybody should be playing everybody in some way, shape, or form. I don't know how that happens. But the current formula could be tweaked to be better, I think, for sure.
All right, last question, Kelly. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Dima. This is the first time they've had this media meeting down there, which is the only sport for which they do this. Since the league put a team in the National Football Playoffs and in the College World Series in the same year, effectively, the commissioner must be very proud of that.
And he keeps talking about the Sun Belt is always rising, and he took the stage to the music of the Spinners song "One of a Kind," and he clearly believes that this Sun Belt is the best, other than the power conferences, and he points to those accomplishments. He spent probably the first 10 minutes of his speech talking about the accomplishments of all the schools, but I just couldn't help but notice how he said nothing about basketball. So, obviously, we're heading up to football season, but I can't wait to ask him about
basketball
and what's going on there to try to make this conference stronger in that, and on the men's side in particular.
All right, we sure look forward to all these interviews you're doing. You do a great job down there every year. We're going to have an exclusive interview with the commissioner, as you've been hearing. So, Kelly, you and Dima, keep up the good work. Y'all enjoy your time down in New Orleans. Be careful, guys, and we'll be seeing both of you Friday.
Yeah, Bob, before you leave real quick, Jay Walker says he hasn't forgotten the $30 that you owe him.
Tell him I mailed him a check Saturday. It should be there any day.
Yeah, I'm sure of that.
All right, Kelly. Kelly Center in New Orleans, everybody. Hey, as we head to the break, don't forget about home repair, home remodeling, home construction. Only one place to go. That's MCS Home Center. They're in Bellevue, Mississippi. They're Hattiesburg's beautiful new improvement home center. Local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West. Fabulous family. Great business. Local folks. Everything you need for your home, your lawn, your garden. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right. I want to thank Dima and Kelly down in New Orleans for that good reporting from Sunbelt Media Day. This segment of the show is sponsored by DBAT. They're up on Hardy Street here in Hattiesburg. That's where you take your kids for baseball and softball training. If you're an adult athlete, that's where you go to get in the best shape you can be in. They've got great trainers there. Programs for athletes of every age and every sport. Good pro shop, batting cages. It is a beautiful state-of-the-art facility that we're very proud to have in Hattiesburg and proud to have part of the Eagle Hour family. As we are Forest Healthcare, who always reminds you that keeping up with your team is fun, but they don't ever want you to forget you're the most important player. Be sure you get an annual physical. Be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. All right, we're going to go back to Louisiana, where our football analyst, dear friend and member of the Super Talk Eagle Hour family, of course, joins us, Marshank Kenny. My brother, how are you doing?
Man, I'm hanging in there. It's July, this time of year for football fans. We don't know what to do, so you have no idea how much it means to hear from you. to talk football in July.
All right. Well, the guys are down there. You're close by, so if Kelly gets arrested, we know we can call you. And you know, you wouldn't be your first experience helping him out, I'm sure.
I saw something on the news, and I took it for granted it was Kelly.
Yeah, probably so. All right, Marshall, if they were talking East football today, and, you know, I think everybody would agree that James Madison appears to be the favorite over in the East. But I'm going to ask you to spend a few minutes with me today talking about the West. That's the side the Golden Eagles play in. When you look at the West based on last year, and I do realize it's difficult because there's so many new players on every team every year. You look at the West, where do you see the strength lying on that side of the league, Marchant?
I think it's clearly Troy. And just the talent they have coming back. They have a defensive lineman, defensive player of the year. He was eighth in the nation in sacks. And so they're going to be a problem on defense for a lot of teams. But I think Troy is the clear favorite in my eyes from what I see in the West. And, you know, to me, after that, I know Southern Miss has a whole new roster, but my goodness, so many people also have a whole new roster. And, you know, the Cajuns, Arkansas State, La Tech, Southern Miss, South Al, and ULM. Well, let's always keep ULM at the bottom. I mean, it just... nobody really is night and day better, but Troy looks like the team out of them all.
Yeah. What does Tech add, do you think? Louisiana Tech back in the league and in the West. What do you think that program brings to the league?
Well, I know Cajun fans hate it, but I love it. And there's been a lot of passion about La Tech coming to the Sun Belt, leaving Conference USA. I love it because it's a rival. You know, it's a fan base. It gets fired up to play the Eagles, and we get fired up to play them. We've been playing them a long time, if you date things back in football, Louisiana Tech. So I love it. And one thing I like about it is rivalries and trash talk, all that stuff makes the game better to me. And I cannot wait to see the Cajuns in Louisiana Tech hit the gridiron in the smack talk that week in Louisiana.
Yeah, I think over here you might lose sight of what a big rivalry that could become. Tech and the Raging Cajuns, that's going to become a rivalry, no question, right?
That's the thing. Just to hate on La Tech being back in here, just to hate on them, I don't get it. I mean, my biggest reason is you have another rival. Like, you can really look at this team just like the Cajuns look at La Tech. You know, that's another rival. Like, okay, we can mark that down. There's a little passion in this game, you know, that runs deep. So, and I don't think we can get enough of those because, you know, that's something, you know, we had with Conference USA for a little bit back in the day, Ole Miss and State back in the day. Tulane, we don't play consistently enough, but we do this year.
Yeah, do we ever. All right, Marchant, let's talk a little Southern Miss football. I know you've been breaking this down. I'd like for you, for the fans that listen to this show across the country every day, put in perspective the job that is in front of Blake Anderson and the cards in which Coach Anderson has been dealt.
Well, basically a whole new team. You know, 75 new players, I believe, and just had to hit the portal like nobody's business. And you know, you look at that number and like, wow, that's a lot. But a lot of teams have to do similar things and they make things happen. And one thing that Coach Anderson has under his belt, you know, he was under Coach Huff, and like how the season went or not, how it finished, we were still 7-6, playing for the West Division title in the last game, and went to the New Orleans Bowl. Considering where we're at, that was a good season overall. You know, I know it didn't finish well, but he's off that staff, and he's elevated just like he should have been back in 2012 with Fedora, but we got another guy, and we won't even mention his name. So, but he does have his hands full for sure. The schedule's not easy this year if you really break it down. But he's familiar with winning. And I can't – no one lose sight of this. Coach Anderson, for a resume coming in as a head coach at Southern Miss, a brand-new head coach, he has the best resume for a first-year head coach. He won – since 2015, he's won 3 conference championships. 2 at Arkansas State and 1 at Utah State. Now, Utah State season in 21, they finished 11-3, top 25, bowl champs and conference champs. So, and that was off of a year where they did really poor, and he had to do a lot of recruiting. He's the right guy. He is. Is it easy? No. but you know, I met him in person recently, and he's a guy where he gets Southern Miss. He's been here during really the we were feeling good about ourselves after that 2011 season. And he knows how this place can be because he's been a part of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I heard practice even, you know, he's allowing more people just to view and be a part of things. And don't the haters, because there's a handful out there for whatever reason, don't just start pointing fingers because we got the right guy.
Yeah. What do you think his biggest strength is as a coach, Marchant?
His biggest strength as a coach is knowing how to turn a program that – it's facing some deficits into a winner, and I just can't stress enough what he did at Utah State. It was one of the biggest turnarounds in college football in recent memory to go from basically nothing in 20 to 2021 and 11-3 conference champs, bowl champs, and top. You know, he knows what to do, and he's a winning head coach with the strongest resume we've had, and just I believe in him. You know, I'm not going to, you know, just drink all the Kool-Aid just for whatever reason. But if you look at what we got, he's a great guy to have. I'm going to tell you that right now.
All right, so you can debate back and forth the transfer portal and all this insanity all you want, but it's reality. And like you say, a lot of teams have big rosters. For a situation like Southern Miss is in now, isn't that, in a sense, an advantage over trying to build what exists now back from scratch, the quote-unquote old way?
Well, let me just make sure I got that question right. You're saying now might be an advantage versus having to build the old way back in the day? I'm sorry, I want to make sure I'm on the same page, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, now the fact that you can go out in the portal and get 50 new players as opposed to having to bring in 50 kids out of high school and junior college and do the development that way. Does this give a guy like Blake Anderson an advantage regarding the type of situation he's in?
And Bob, that is an excellent way to look at it because, you know, and one thing I do hate about this situation is high school players, a lot of them get left behind because you just don't have time to groom a guy over 2 years or so to get him ready to play. Have a redshirt year. You got to have it's an annual contract. Get these people ready to play, and based under the circumstances right now, you know he had a lot of openings to go fill a lot of roles, and you know a lot of players came from some big name teams and some big time recruits from back in high school. You notice Jeff Rush went to Ole Miss. He was a 4-star recruit. He even played in Ole Miss's playoff game last year. And he's on the D-line going to anchor that. So, you know, you got a lot of openings to get a lot of people. I don't like the current situation, but you know what? It's if you want to go somewhere and play, come to Southern Miss.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know.
And that's got to be the pitch,
field.
Right?
What's that?
That's the pitch. I would think that's part of the pitch.
That's the pitch, you know, and we got openings, man, and, you know, nobody's a starter unless somebody just sticks out right away like crazy. Even at quarterback, I thought Ethan was going to be the guy when he came in, but shoot, latest I hear, it's a three-man battle with Liddy and John White, so wow. with Hampton as well. So, you know, fight for the job and get it.
There you go. All right, Marchant, you know, it's always good to have you on the show. You're going to be our analyst this fall. Marchant will be joining us every week, and obviously between now and football season. So, my brother, thank you very much, and always a pleasure talking with you, my friend.
Always a pleasure, and hopefully Kelly's okay from New Orleans.
I'll call you if we need you down there, Marchant.
Please, man, please.
The great Marchant
Kenny. Southern Miss to the top.
There we go. Marchant Kenny, everybody. Great friend. Football icon here at Southern Miss and just a really, really good guy. Hey, as we head to the break, you want something sweet tonight? 2902 Hardy Street. That's where I go. You'll find Mo Bay Beignet Company. Check out their Facebook page. Better yet, just go down there and order yourself about a dozen hot beignets, your favorite coffee. Sit back, close your eyes, and just enjoy. Mo Bay Beignet Company down on Hardy Street. Hey, don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, Apple Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or YouTube. Alexa or Siri as well. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. I want to thank Marchant, Kenny, Dima, and Kelly for that great reporting down in Louisiana all through the past hour. Hey, this segment is sponsored by wonderful friends of ours, Jewel Masters here in Hattiesburg, Marty and Cindy Vick, really the salt of the earth. It's where you go to sell all your gold and silver, old jewelry, old coins, whatever the need you have. If you've got good gold and silver, you can take it down to Jewel Masters, get a great appraisal on your gold and silver. You'll get the best price available, and of course, it'll all be confidential and very quick. That's at Jewel Masters, Highway 98 West, Hattiesburg. If you're catering an event upcoming, maybe for your church, for your business, for your school, well, Dickey's Barbecue specializes in catering. They can cater from 5 to 500 people, an assortment of delicious fresh meats, vegetables, sides, just great food all the time, done very professionally. They're as good as anybody in Mississippi when it comes to catering. It is one of their specialties here. Dickey's Barbecue here in Hattiesburg, we hope that you'll cater your next event with them. And if you're in the market for a car, well, let me just tell you from experience. Go to Genesis of Hattiesburg. You'll find a beautiful Genesis sedan or SUV. They're all at Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership. They're located on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. They're great friends of the university and great friends of our program, and we're grateful to have them part of our family. All right, now, there will be no Eagle Hour tomorrow, and that is for a very good reason. For 14 years, Supertalk Mississippi has associated itself with the Palmer Home for Children in North Mississippi, and tomorrow will be the 14th annual all-day radiothon, network-wide, statewide, raising money for the Palmer Home for Children. Now, I'm sure most of you are just like me in this regard. I just had a two-week annual summer visit from my two youngest grandchildren who live on the East Coast in Florida. And, you know, you see them in your home, and they're loved and they're cherished, and their every need is met, both by their parents and obviously their grandparents and their family. And that's the way it's supposed to be, but that's unfortunately and incredibly not the way it is for every child. The children at Palmer Home find that warmth, love, compassion, and protection at the Palmer Home for Children, and that takes money to operate it. So that's the purpose of the 14th annual Palmer Home for Children Radiothon on Supertalk Mississippi is one of the things the company is most proud of, if not the high point of pride for this company that I've been associated with now for almost 20 years. It's their involvement with the Palmer Home for Kids. So I hope that you'll keep that in mind tomorrow. We will have a show back Friday, but we're going to step aside like all the network shows do to make room for this really important cause tomorrow. That'll be from 6 in the morning till 6 in the evening on all Super Talk stations. Now, here's something else I want to tell you about. It will be released tomorrow on Spotify, on Apple, and on YouTube. And that is my weekly podcast, Legends with Bob Getty. And I got to tell you, the one releasing tomorrow, and we're going to have him on this show Friday, but the most special of any I've ever done. General Jeff Hammond led the Golden Eagles as a quarterback under Bobby Collins, as the athletics director at USM through some turbulent times. He guided the program. He now runs the Veteran Affairs Department for the university. And, of course, he is a real-life American hero. He was the commanding officer of the 4th Infantry in the war in Iraq. He led thousands of troops into battle, Fallujah, other major, major, major battles. General Hammond was in charge of that, right there with his men, guiding him through those most difficult times. You may not realize as well that General Hammond came within a fraction of losing his life in the 9/11 attacks. He was literally in the Pentagon where the airplane hit moments before the impact. He's going to talk about all of that in this podcast that will be released tomorrow at 9 o'clock. You'll find it on Spotify, Apple, and now on YouTube. It is Legends with Bob Getty. And we don't have a legend this week. We have a legendary, living and breathing, live American hero. General Hammond will be on the Eagle Hour Friday as well, and we'll talk to him a little more about that. But I hope if you get an opportunity, you'll check that out. Legends with Bob Getty. This week, General Jeff Hammond, a real true American hero. All right, the guys are going to be in New Orleans again tomorrow. As I said, we'll be off the air in exchange for the Palmer Home Radiothon. But Kelly's going to get an exclusive interview with Keith Gill this afternoon. He'll also be interviewing, I think, every football coach in the Sun Belt. And we're going to start our football preview countdown when the guys get back next week from New Orleans. Well, they'll be here Friday, but we're going to start the countdown next week, and this is the only place to come for football coverage. You'll hear from every coach in the Sun Belt. You'll hear from the commissioner, obviously the Southern Miss coach, the players that are down there, and we intend now to turn our attention to football and bring you coverage like no other program in Mississippi covers Southern Miss athletics. Thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget about our podcast, please. You can find it on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa or Siri will play it for you. Off tomorrow, back Friday with the guys fresh from New Orleans. As always, we're most grateful that you listen. Southern Miss to the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.